This is Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX. Seattle is well known for its coffee and microbrews, and now you can also add Kraft chocolate to the list. The city's history of renowned chocolate makers stretches all the way back to 1942, with companies like Baum's and Frederick and Nelson. They paved the way for a more recent wave of artisans. Now dozens of local companies are innovating with chocolate recipes and even teaching people how to make their own. You can learn all about the process from chocolate beans to the cocoa nibs inside them at the 8th Annual Northwest Chocolate Festival this weekend. 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe wanted to learn more about this emerging scene, so she went to Pike Place Market to meet the founder of one up-and-coming chocolate company.
And I'm here with Aaron Andrews, the owner of Indie Chocolate. We're surrounded by beautiful handmade confections. There's also a smell of roasted chocolate in the air. What happens here?
So we roast our beans. These are the beans that I source from around the world. And we roast them right here in store.
And you are a small batch roaster, literally small. You're holding a container with, you said about 2 pounds. It looks like less than a gallon.
Absolutely, yeah. So we do about 2 pound batch sizes on our roasts right now. And so that gives everybody the ability to watch it and smell it as they come on into the store. And it helps tell our story about how we make bean-to-bar chocolate right here in Pike Place Market.
And all of your chocolate has 3 ingredients only, and it's all dark, right?
Yes, I like to say I've gone to the dark side and I'm not coming back. The only exception to our 3-ingredient is we do some inclusions. I'm a big fan of crystallized ginger, so we do a crystallized ginger in our dark chocolate, as well as I'm a big fan of Washington's dried cherries because we do fantastic cherries here. So we also have a chocolate with our Washington dried cherries as well.
But you're really interested in the purity of chocolate.
Absolutely. So I source fantastic flavored beans from around the world. What I like to do is I like to have the same recipe, the same 3 ingredients in the same proportion, and teach people about the world of chocolate. So I can take you on a flight of Peru without a flight to Peru. And how I do that is on your tongue.
And you have some fresh roasted beans right there?
I do. These are beans that I source from Nicaragua, and they're freshly roasted right out of the roaster right here in the store.
Do you eat them?
Yes. So go ahead and hold out your hand, and I'll get you one. You can go ahead and bite into it to see what it's like. But then what I'd like you to do is only bite half the bean so that we can look in and see if these beans tell us a different type of story than most other beans.
Okay, here we go.
Ready?
Yeah, there are a lot of subtle flavors in there. I'm not even sure how to describe it. I guess that's a skill, like with wine, huh?
Yes, it is. It's something you develop more and more. What you're going to taste initially is going to be some bitterness because there's absolutely no sugar. This is as 100% cacao as you can ever get because it is actually 100% cacao. So there will be a little bit of bitterness, but there's not a lot of bitterness in these beans compared to what you would see in a commodity bean. There's also some great flavor notes that are going to come behind that as we start to refine the cacao and the nibs into making chocolate. And so that's going to really bring out those notes and really make that the delicious chocolate that we love and appreciate as well.
And you make not just chocolate bars, this dark chocolate that we're talking about, but all kinds of things out of this.
Yes, I really like people to be able to explore and actually really expand the way they think of chocolate as well. So not only do I do bean-to-bar chocolate that we eat, which is more of the traditional way, but we also do savory spice rubs. We have a mixology line to infuse your favorite spirits, as well as we do body care with it. So cocoa butter is really, really wonderful in the mouth, but it's really amazing on the skin as well. And that's the basis of our body care.
And you also sell bags of just the beans and the nibs here, if people are real purists.
We do. Actually, the nibs are what makes me feel like I'm a drug dealer, because people come in not knowing what they're all about and then fall in love with them, and then they start coming back and asking me for new destinations because they know where I'm going and ask if the nibs are ready yet. But also, I've had to increase the number of beans that I buy that I'm selling just as beans because I'm also seeing an increase of people doing what we call here 50-50. Which is grinding your coffee beans, which we do a lot of here in Seattle, along with cocoa beans. And so it's a really nice way to enjoy in the morning, either hot or cold. We also do a cold brew with it. So that's become very, very popular. And then we also have the ability to teach you how to make chocolate with those beans as well, because we sell the equipment to actually make bean-to-bar chocolate.
And you've been here at the spot in the market for about 6 years, is that right?
Actually, 4 years in the market. We did our first 2 years just doing pretty much shows predominantly, and we started with our body care line to afford the machines to make our chocolate. So we were very small, and we continue to get bigger every year as people keep coming back. So we definitely appreciate that.
And you'll be giving several talks this weekend at the Northwest Chocolate Festival. What do you want folks to take away from that?
I think the biggest thing, well, for us, we launched Indie Chocolate at the Northwest Chocolate Festival. So it's always Old Home Week. It's always another year for us every year at the festival. And that's really, really special to us as a company. But also, I really love people to not be intimidated by chocolate, to really enjoy it, to explore it, and to have fun with it, to see that really contagious enthusiasm catch on as far as chocolate making. So I would really love to see people continue to explore and try. And the Northwest Chocolate Festival is a great experience and place to do that.
Erin Andrews, owner of Indie Chocolate in the Pike Place Market, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much.
The Northwest Chocolate Festival takes place this weekend in Seattle.